intelligent system. Who knew what and why the dots weren't connected earlier? This is somebody who we believe may have been in Syria prior to the attacks, may have been radicalized, visits to Libya and then to Syria possibly. But we do need to know the answers. We need to know them quickly because there were three more arrests yesterday, or at least on Wednesday, in London. More action is taking place, and while our hearts go out to the people of London who are victimized by yet another victimized by yet another terrorist attack, we can't sit idly by and allow time to elapse before another one occurs.
Yeah, is it possible? You know, it could be right here in our own backyard. That's got to be the biggest concern.
Well, you know, the government in London has elevated their security level to the highest level, critical level, where they're obviously protecting critical infrastructure, assets, canceled tours of parliament. Security obviously steps up around the globe when something like this happens. But we just need more information, and we've got to do it quickly.
Yeah. The new budget that the president's proposing for 2018 certainly includes more money for the military, defense spending, and security. What are some things, I know it's gotten panned by both sides of the political aisle, what do you like about this budget, and what concerns do you have?
Well, I think like every president's budget, it's met with significant challenge on Capitol Hill. I think President Obama's budget, 8 years, probably gathered a cumulative handful of votes in support of it, maybe less than 10 votes over 8 years President Obama's budget had. So every president puts forward a budget, and then Congress, under the Constitution, writes the budget and the appropriations bills that we have. That's our job. And so what I like about it, of course, is the fact that we do increase our spending levels in defense. We've seen some of our lowest levels of equipment in the Navy and Air Force since World War I and World War II levels. While we're spread across the globe from fighting issues in North Korea to the Middle East, we simply have to have more resources for men and women in uniform to do their job and defend this country and protect themselves. And we also have to keep an eye on very important areas like science, research, and development, which is critical to Colorado. I'm a strong supporter of the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. I passed bipartisan research and development legislation to promote the work that's doing in Colorado. And so that's something that I'm going to keep a critical eye on as we look to reverse some of the changes that the Trump budget made.
And Corey Gardner here on Colorado's Morning News. Thanks for your time. Allstate brings us At Woodard and Money News, almost a half an hour in.
And so far, so good, I guess. Right now, the Dow is up about 33 points, the NASDAQ is up 11, and the S&P is up about 10.